Nolte, 54% of Democrats want Joe Biden replaced as 2024 nominee. By John Nolte on May 28, 2024. When asked if they would like Democrats to replace Joe Biden with another candidate in November, 54% of Democrats, said yes. Rasmussen polled 1,113 likely voters between May 20 to 22 and asked a very straightforward question. Would you approve or disapprove of Democrats finding another candidate to replace Joe Biden before the election in November? While only 49% of everyone polled said that they approved, that number bumped up to 54% among Democrats. Only 43% of Republicans agreed. You can see why. Democrats are looking at the polls, looking at another 4 years of Donald Trump proving all of their ideas are stupid, and panicking. As far as Biden, he's proved all of their ideas are terrible. So they want to dump him so they can blame their policy failures on him instead of their bad ideas. Related, cringe, Biden makes state dinner awkward with joke about Obama being member of African diaspora. Republicans, however, are looking at the polls and would like Biden to stay right where he is, thank you very much. When Democrats were given a choice of which candidate would be superior to Biden, only 31% chose none of them and 7% were unsure. But a whopping 62% of Democrats chose someone else over Biden. Her vice fraudulency Kamala Harris, 17%. Two-time presidential loser Hillary Clinton, 11%. Former First Lady Michelle Obama, 21%. Failed California Governor Gavin Newsom, 8%. Michigan Governor Gretchen W. Hitler, 5%. Democrats are in a real pickle. They have a corpse for a nominee, a cackling moron for a vice nominee, and the election is 5 months away. Any hope that Trump a conviction in New York's kangaroo court will turn things around is fading. Even if he's convicted, a number of polls show it won't change many minds. Even if it does swing things by a point or two, Joe Biden's son Hunter Biden is about to go on trial in Delaware. We live in a 50-50 political climate. That means elections are won or lost on turnout. If 54% of his own Democrats want him replaced, that shows a lack of enthusiasm that will undoubtedly affect turnout for Joe Biden. The question then is, what will the Democrat turnout look like against Trump? I think Trump has quite a bit of control over that. If Trump can get through the next 5 months without reminding millions of Americans why they hate him more than inflation or illegal immigration, he can win re-election. So far, he's been much more disciplined during this go-round compared to the last two. That's one of the reasons he's doing so well in the polls. But related, Joe Biden calls illegal aliens model citizens in amnesty push. What happens after this trial is over, when he has all kinds of time to shitpost on social media and be out in public on the campaign trail 24/7? What happens at next month's debate, if it happens? This is Trump's race to lose, and lose it he surely will if he keeps doing stupid stuff like posting memes with the words unified and Reich in them. Personally, I have always found the idea that Democrats will replace Biden silly. Biden is president. If he wants to run for re-election, and he does, he will, and no one can stop him. Had Kamala not flamed out, he might have stepped aside to enjoy the historical moment of passing the torch to a black woman. But that's just not an option now that she's proven to be irredeemably stupid. The only thing that removes Biden from the ticket is his health. And if his health goes, Kamala is the obvious pick. And if the party attempts to replace a black woman, a party that has put all its eggs in the identity politics basket will consume itself. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.